We are learning Mesechtes Baba Kama Daf Kuf Dalid Amud Aleph, and we are starting from the two dots, 6-7 lines from the top of Daf Kuf Dalid Amud Aleph. Send the Mishnah Leitin Loi Levnoi Vlo Shuchai, we return the Gneva. You can't give it to the son or the Shliach of the Nigzal, you got to return it to the guy himself. If you return it to them and they lose it, you're responsible. Itma. We'll bring the Machlekes now, Rav Chista and Rabba. Itma. Shliach Sha'asai Be'edim. We have the Nigzal. And he makes a shliach in front of Edom. He says, here's a shliach, this guy's my agent. He does it in front of Edom. And he sends this shliach to the ganev to pick up the gneva. Rav Chista Amar have a shliach. Rav Amar lo have a shliach. Chista, here's a shliach. Rav is not a shliach. What does that mean? Rav Chista Amar have a shliach. He is a shliach. He says, l'hochi torach v'ukma be'edim. We tell the nigzal, what's that you put it with Edom? The lekei b'reshusei, in order to show that this is mom is your agent, and giving it to the shliach is like giving it to you. That's why, by you making the shliach with Edom, it's like you're saying, if you give it to this guy, you're done, you're ready, kayim, your mitzvah ha'shava. Rabba maloy av shliach, it's not a shliach, which means if you give it to this guy to bring it to the nigzal and it gets lost on the way, the ganav's still responsible. So what does it mean? So what's pshat? He made him a shliach with Edom. Hoch kamar, inish mehemnu. The reason why I'm making with Edom, I'm saying, look, I'm showing this guy is a trustworthy guy. He's sam chesmaich. If you want to be samech, be samech on him. He boys to Rabbi Yode, Shadar Biyode, if you want, send it with him. I'm showing this guy's a good guy. I'm not saying I'm taking responsibility. I'm telling this guy's a good guy. Send it with. That's what I'm doing with Edom. So it comes as Machlek is Rabbi Amchista. If I make a shliach by Edom, what's the status? Is the status that means that he's an agent completely from beginning to end, and if you give it to him, you chiyav hashava, or the edim just a raya that I'm saying this guy is a trustworthy guy. Now, what happens if he says clearly send with this guy? I say it in front of edim, and the edim said that I said send with this guy clearly. So Tosfos still brings a raya that b'chol inyan if it's not b'fanav. And it doesn't take responsibility. The only time responsibility, if he said it this in front of the ganav, he says, look, send up this guy, he's masking in front of the ganav, that's called Kabbalah. Tosfos brings the raya from the Gemara later on, that the only way that it's called clearly that he's taking responsibility is if he says in front of the Mishaleach, in front of the ganav, send this guy, and then it's the Sekilu who's Kabbalah to Taka. So we have a Rav Chista and Rabba. We'll see. We have a kashrus back and forth on these mandi amrim. Tanan. Learned in a Mishnah. Hashoyel es apara. Someone borrows a para, and let's say we have here Reuven tells Shimon, "I need a para." They don't live in the same place, so Shimon sends the para to Reuven. So when does Reuven become the shoyel? So it says in the Mishnah, Hashoyel es apara v'shilcha biad benoi biad avde biad shluchai. The owner sends the para with his own son, with his eved, with his shliach, oi biyad benoi biyad avdi biyad shluchay shel shoyel, or he sends it in the son, the shoyel's son, or the shoyel's eved, the shoyel's shliach. He sends it with that person. Umeisa, it dies on the way. Potter, the shoyel's potter, because the shoyel's only becomes a shoyel when it gets to his reshus, even though you gave it to the ben or the eved or the shliach of the shoyel, still, it's only considered in the shoyel's possession once it reaches the shoyel. So the Gemara wants to know, how do you know that this is a shliach? Like, what makes a certain person a shliach of the shoyel? If you didn't do beidim, how does the owner know that this guy is a shliach of the shoyel? The guy pulls up to his house and says, give me the shor give me the parah for the shoyel. I don't know who you are. So must be as Edom that he's a shliach. And still, what do you see? Your potter. Idlos Vedim no Yedinin. Elda also Vedim. What's done with Edom? Tony the potter. It says that the shoyel is potter, even though he made a shliach with Edom. And we just said what Rav Chista holds. If you make shliach with Edom, it's ki'ilu I'm saying, this is my agent, and you give it to this person, it's like it's in my hands. So kash yul Rav Chista. It's a kash on Rav Chista. Because what else is the case of shliach? How is it known as a shliach? Must be with Edom. And you see from here that Edom is not considered in the Rishos of the Shoyel. So Gemara answers, don't have Chista, Beschiroi Belikitoi. Like if Chista answers on the next Gemara, Beschir Lakito, Hachanami, Beschir Lakito. What does Schir Lakito mean? Lakitoi is someone who lives together with you, and a Schiroi is someone who's a full time worker for you. So these people, everyone knows that they're agents of the soil. Without even, like, what does it mean? It means everyone knows this guy has to do with the soil. If this guy comes to pick up the parah for the soil, we understand, yeah, he's being picking it up. But not shot the soil made it with Edom. Just, this is, the question was, what's the case of Shliach? But not Edom. How does the mashal know, has the owner know that this is a Shliach of the soil? Terrence, you know how he knows? Because this is someone that everyone knows, they have a relationship, that this person has shaykhs to the soil. He's a Lakito, he's a Shiroi. And the Baravadra, if he did it with Edim, Taka would be considered the Shoel has responsibility already when it reaches the person who was a Shliach of the Edim. So that was not a Kasha. Chista, we answered that. Not a Kasha. Tanat. Now, our Mishnah says, when you return the Gneva, lo yitein lo levnoi, lo yistucha. You don't give it back to the son of the Nigzal or the Shliach of the Nigzal. Hai Shlucha Yechidami. The Shliach, what's the case of a Shliach? He said, you don't give it to the son or to his Shliach. What's the case of Shliach and Nigzal? Idloy also have Edim. If he didn't do it with Edim, which means the Nigzal did not make the Shliach with Edim, no, he didn't. How do you know he's a Shliach? Elalav does have Edim. And what does it say? It says that Inay Yotze the Chiyah Hashava and give it back to him. It's a Kashan Rav Chista. Rav Chista said, if you make a Shliach with Edim, you Yotze the Mitzvah Hashava. Here, how else do you know it's a Shliach? It must be with Edim. And still it says, Inay Yotze the Mitzvah Hashava. And for the Gemara, take it from Rav Chista, but Shliach Lekita. Our Mishnah, it says, Shluch, it's talking about Shchir Lekita, a case where it's known that this has Shaykh, this guy has Shaykh to the Nigzal, but why didn't do it Edom? But the Gemara says, but what comes out of Shliach? So I'm sorry, Edom, I. But what about you do it with Edom? Hachinami Dav Shliach? It comes a fear of Chista, that, because the Mishnah could have said that, Lo Yitin Lo Yitin Lo Shluch, but if it's a Shliach with Edom, then you could give it to them. So if that's true, at the Tani Sefer, in our Mishnah it says, Avonoyusin Hu Shliach Bezdin, that the Ganav give it to the Shliach Bezdin, and he's Yotzer HaShava with that. So Liflai will list every day. Why don't we make a Chilik in the Mishnah itself, a Medvar Amurim, putting words to the Bachi, a Medvar Amurim, B'Shliach Shloyos HaBeidim. When do we say giving to the Shliach is not enough, not sufficient, only if he didn't make it with Edom? Av Shliach Shosol HaBeidim, Hakinami, Dav Shliach. Why don't we speak that out? Why don't we go run to Shliach Bezdin? So Gemara answers, Amri Loy Psikale. Because the case of Shliach Shosav Edim is not psikale. Shliach and Shliach Bezdin is psikale. The more explains. Amri loy psikale, Shliach Bezdin, the loch is, by the way, Shliach Bezdin means that either the Ganiv or the Nigzal made this guy a Shliach in front of Bezdin. So Shliach Bezdin, loyshna asoy Nigzal, but loyshna asoy Gazdin have a Shliach. Especially the kind of the Rabbanon, that you could make a Bezdin appointed Shliach be Mekabel the Gneva for you. So it's Saif the Gazlan makes this guy the Shliach, or the Nigzal makes the guy the Shliach. He goes to Bezdin, they have a guy there who's a trustworthy guy. You say, this guy, I want him to be my Shliach, to be kind of this for the Nigzal, it works. Or the Nigzal says, this Shliach is my agent, it works. So there, either way, the Shliach Bezdin works. Saif, it comes from the Nigzal, Saif, it comes from the Gazlan. So Shliach Bezdin Lishno, also Nigzal Lishno, also Gazan have a Shliach Psikalei. So it's clear, the Mishnah says that's a case where it works. Shliach Shosai Be'edim, the Chi, also Nigzal, who have a Shliach, Shosai Be'gazan, have a Shliach, Loi Psikalei. But Shliach that was Be'edim, it's only if the Nigzal makes the Shliach, does it work. But if the Gazan makes the Shliach, that's not enough. The Chi, also Nigzal, who have a Shliach, also Gazan have a Shliach, Loi Psikalei. The Mishnah doesn't say that case, because that's only if the Nigzal makes the Shliach, not if the Gazan makes the Shliach. So Gemara answered, the fear of Chista, you're right. Asoy be'edim works. Why not Mishnah say it? Because it's not in every single case. Only if the Nigzal makes a Shliach, not if the Gazan makes a Shliach. Now this halacha, that both of them can appoint the Shliach Bezdin, is not like the following Tana. Ulafuki mahay Tana. And it's excluding the following Tana. Tana to the Brais. If Shimon Allah Zohimer, Shliach Bezdin sha'aso Nigzal v'loy aso Gazan. The Nigzal made him a Shliach, not the Gazan. Oish aso Gazan. The only time you potter is either if the Nigzal made the Shliach Bezdin, or if the Gazan made the Shliach Bezdin, and you sent the Shliach to pick him up from that Shliach, then you potter. Like Rashi explains, what does it mean, V'sholach halah v'nota ashloi? Rashi says it means that you potter ma'inis ha'derech, time with the nota ha'nigzal, ha'nenshu v'na Shliach rishon chayim. That means if the Gazlan makes a Shliach, it doesn't, if it is Tano, it's not, you're not Yotzer a Shliach Bezdin. You're not Yotzer your Mitzvah HaShava. So only if the Nigzal makes a Shliach Bezdin, Yotzer Mitzvah HaShava. And there's another case also, if the Nigzal makes a Shliach, this is the way Tosfos Rid explains, that if the Nigzal makes a shliach to pick it up from your shliach, you're also potter. What's the pshat? Because when the Nigzal makes a shliach with Edom, for example, the tzad that shouldn't work is, we say, he's just saying, this guy's a trustworthy person. I'm not taking responsibility. But if you send a Nigzal to a shliach to pick it up, so then you're obviously taking responsibility. Because the shliach is coming to you anyway. He doesn't need to know who the trustworthy person is. He has no koyach to make himself anew. He has no koyach to make a new shliach anyway. So it's not going to be his shliach. It has to be, it's your shliach. And therefore it's pashut that you will be responsible in such a case. I'll read you a little bit of Tzitzit's Lashon that it says that this thing, you pick up a shliach, it's like that. He says, Apagav the ilu sholach ha-nigzal shliach, even though if the nigzal sent the shliach, blokach me'ar gazlan, chayev ha-gazlan va'in es ha-darach, k'rapricious. But heiched the sholach v'notol miyad shluchai, but if he sent the shliach, it takes from a shluchai, she'osav ha-bezdin, potter. The dafka g'sholach lo'ya nigzal shliach, avish ha-shol ba'edim, yochu lo'y make a say, shlicha zahm ha-shloch, I'm giving you a shliach. Aber le shluchai leka le-mevachi, the ma'koyach yesh le-shliach, le-shluchai, le-sholchai, L'sholchai bezin shliach achas yuchaloyim v'loy shliach ha'omizloch. I'm preparing your shliach, you have no right to send it. Elavadei l'sholchai l'shiyita l'sholoy. V'yiftar v'chol oynes hua nigzal. So therefore, but what do you see from this Tana? That if the gazla made a shliach bez, then you're not yotze mitzvah shava.
The mishnah
what? This is a Tana, l'fukamai Tana Tanya. Could be this argument in the Mishnah, but Rashi actually learns, so a lot of Rishonim learn that Rishonim laws is a different Tana, it's arguing on Mishnah. But Grada, Rashi learns that if you look at l'fukamai Tana, he says, shliach bez, then Rashi says, Rashi afterwards, the mashma masnisim is only the shliach bez, the mashma masnisim, the Mishnah, also niftin, the gazlin, she also nigzak amavle, she also gazlin. So Rashi is saying they're touching into the Mishnah. That's what the Mishnah is, obviously, could be mashma this way, because Rashi is saying that Mishnah without nigzal, not the gazlin, gazlin. That's the Rashi learns up. The Arashon learns, it's a machlaik is talking about there. Rav Yechon Rav Lozo, Damar Tavayu, Rav Yechon Rav Lozo hold like Rav Chista. Rav Chista, remember, holds that if you make a shliach in front of Edim, it's Hav a shliach, and then the halacha is you yotzi mitzvah shava. So Rav Yechon Rav Lozo, Damar Tavayu, shliach shasoi be'edim Hav a shliach. He holds that shliach he made be'edim is a shliach. From time of Mishasenu, our Mishnah that says, l'yitein l'shluchoi, why not? What's the case? It must be, it's with Edim, because how else do you know he's a shliach? So he answers, we had a teretz before, right? But this is now a new amad yama. So we answer the kasha again. Rav Yechon said, like Rav Chista, let's say shluchah and shliach. What's our mishnah? What's the case of shluchah? It must be that he did away with him. So my answer is b'mamzi lo shliach to amalei is li zuzi gabi planya lo kamashad lehu. And the case is that it's not a case we did it with Edim. The case is that you asked your friend that you should go to the gazlin. And because the guy obviously has problems getting me the money. He's not sending it to me. It's chazle, go show yourself to him. He has no one to send. He'll send it with you. Not pshat that he knew he was a shliach. He tells the guy, go to the government and go there and say, by the way, and tell you, I'm from that hometown. You know, if you need someone, I can do it for you. That was the case. Obviously there, he's not taking responsibility. Or Mr. Wallace Kirlikit, like Rav Chista said, but in any case, what we're saying is like this, that our Mishnah is not a Raya. Mishnah of Shloich is not with Edom. If you have Edom, Avada, it's considered Eha Shava. If you have Edom, our Mishnah is talking about a case. You knew he's a Shliach either because he said that the guy sent him, the guy, you know, not the guy sent him, the guy walks in and says, you know, I'm from that area, you can send it with me. Or he says that, oh, you know, he's a Shliach, that would be the case where he's not called the shliach be'edim of the nigzal, and the ganav will still have responsibility if there's oinus on the way.